It's Texaco time with Fred Allen. Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the Texaco Star Theater, starring Fred Allen, with Fred's guests, the Quiz Kids, Richard, Harvey, Ruthie, and the Kindergarten Einstein, Joel Kupperman, Portland Hopper, Falstaff Openshaw, the Texaco Workshop Players, Hilo Jack and the Dame, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. Yours truly, Jimmy Wallington, is here to say, let this show remind you of the miles that regular Texaco care can add to the life of your car. If it's of average age, it's good for many, many more thousands of miles of service with Texaco Care and Lubrication. So see your Texaco dealer regularly for the products and services that keep them running. Last week, ladies and gentlemen, California had its worst rainstorm in years. Hollywood radio comedians told rain jokes all week. Well, New York had no rain. But tonight we bring you a comedian who will spout for the next half hour. He's Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Jimmy, that rain out in Hollywood must have been terrible.
Rain? Rain? What rain?
Oh, I forgot, Jimmy. You're from California. I forgot. The only time a native Californian will admit it's raining out there is when he steps out the front door and goes down for the third time.
Oh, you're exaggerating, Fred. Why, the dew might have gotten out of control.
Dew, Jimmy. 4 days of dew? I heard it rained so hard in Hollywood, the Brown Derby shrunk 3 sizes. They say the water got so deep you couldn't tell Veronica Lake from any side street out there. It rained so long, Walter Pigeon started looking like Donald Duck. It was very cute. I also heard
Mr.
that...
Mr. Allen!
Well, Portland. You're just in time, Portland. Jimmy and I were talking about the big rainstorm out in Hollywood. These must be happy days in Florida.
They say tourists who drove to Florida can't get home.
Well, I know they can't get any gas for their cars.
One motorist stuffed his tank full of grapefruit.
Put grapefruit in his tank? What happened?
His car squirted 200 miles into the next state.
I will, you just stand there and enjoy it alone. We'll go on. Say, Wanda. I guess it's a little late in the day for a grapefruit joke. There's something happens to the grapefruit when the sun goes down. I don't know what. Say, what are those things you have there?
Oh, I brought you some bandages, 2 splints, and this minute rub.
What do I need with bandages, splints, and minute rub?
Aren't you going on Truth or Consequences next Saturday night?
Yes, I'm going over to see Mr. Edwards next Saturday. You think it's risky?
Well, Mama says they're putting a new wing on the Polyclinic Hospital just for people who go on Truth or Consequences.
Oh, really? Well, your mother reminds me of that new book Luella Parsons wrote about Jack Benny.
You mean?
The Gray Illiterate. Now, that, I broke that in on the Quiz Kids show, so I knew it was safe to tell up here. And if that doesn't start us for Allen's Alley, nothing will.
What is your question?
The mayor's blowing his horn outside. You hear the all clear is blowing? Programs 18 hours a day, shows are going on. He waits till we go on the air. He blows the thing. He couldn't blow it on the Benny show where it would be a comedy highlight. Well, last week, I don't know how he reaches that horn anyway, the mayor. Someone puts him up to it, I think. Well, our question for tonight, Portland. Last week, a southern senator proposed an investigation of the cotton industry. The senator had bought a dozen shirts, and the tails of the shirts were so short, he feels that the cotton conservation is being overdone. And so our question tonight is, has the shorter shirt tail caused you any inconvenience?
shall we go?
Wait a minute, madam. The joke's come shortly. We have... Yes, we... She's a good audience. She's just hoping if they're that funny when we come to them. Yes, we better go, Portland. As the two flies on the tom-tom said, let's beat it. Well, Portland, here we are. There's a leak in the zoo, sure. Well, Portland, here we are back in Allen's Alley. I wonder if Senator Bloat is in.
Yes.
Senator Bloat?
Yes, but you'll have to hurry. I've got Senator Barkley locked in a closet.
Locked in a closet?
Yes, I'm trying to keep him in the house.
Good, good. Tell me, Senator, what is your reaction to this short shirt tail problem?
If my bill, the Bloat bill, goes through,
yes,
every man will sew war bonds on his shirt.
And if every man uses war bonds for a shirt tail?
He'll have something to fall back on. Thank you.
If the senator would donate one of his shirts, you could make a house dress for Bear Mountain. Well, let's see what happens next door.
Well, what is it?
Mrs., she sounds... She looks like she sounds, doesn't she?
I feel like I look.
You couldn't feel like you look. You'd be horizontal. Mrs. Braun... Mrs. Braun, has this shirt problem wrought any havoc in your house?
My husband's a tall man. I've been sewing everything on his short shirts to make them longer.
Yes?
Doilies, bath towels, dish rags, old snoods.
Old snoods? Fascinators, I think. Yes. What is he using now?
Well, I finally cut up all my tablecloths and put long tails on all his shirts.
And now your table is bare?
It's better. The table should be bare than...
Thank you. Thank you. Well, now Mrs. Prawn knows how old Mother Hubbard felt. Perhaps Mr. Nussbaum has solved the problem.
No.
Mr. Nussbaum, are you a short shirt tail victim?
This confidentially, I'm overcoming.
You're overcoming how?
At first, I'm making my own shirts. I'm using a flour bag.
Well, how did the flour bag shirts work out?
Only one thing is wrong.
Yes?
When I'm perspiring...
Yes?
Little biscuits is rolling down my leg.
Little biscuits?
Yeah. Sometimes bran muffins, but occasionally a bagel.
A bagel.
But I'll tell you the truth. I'm giving up.
Well, what are you using for shirts today, Mr. Nussbaum?
I'm wearing short shirts. Ishkibibble.
The short shirts don't bother you?
I got a system.
A system?
Every day I'm going to the blood bank and I'm giving with blood.
You give blood every day?
Until I am anemic.
I see.
When I'm anemic, I'm white like a sheep.
Yes.
When I, Randy Nussbaum, am white like a sheep.
Yes.
Who can tell where the short shirt is leaving off for Randy Nussbaum is commencing?
Well, once again, we come to the little tumble-down shanty at the end of the alley.
Sic transit Gloria Mundi, Falstaff's here to ruin your Sunday.
Are those new poems in your seersucker robe you have there in the pocket bar at Openshaw?
Yea, verily. Have you heard, said the three little hairs on the bald man's dome, bend down, brother, here comes a comb?
Not by Tennyson.
No, Openshaw.
Openshaw. I haven't heard it.
Or the osteopath told him his system was acid, so they sent him away for 2 weeks at Lake Placid.
No.
Or when mother screams now, it's not that she's cranky. The radio's on and she's listening to Frankie.
You are only hastening television. Tonight, we are mulling over this short shirt tail problem.
Precisely why I am here. I have spawned a dactyl.
What is your poem called?
I'm writing a letter to Congress tonight.
How does it go?
I'm writing a letter to Congress tonight to protest the short shirt tail. I don't think it's right. I'll get up a petition. I'll prove and assert that the white collar worker is losing his shirt. Yes, I'm writing to Congress. I'll call their bluff. The short shirt tail must go. Enough is enough. For a little more cloth to the death, I will fight. When a man's shirt is short, his end is in sight.
Thank you, Falstaff. And as Falstaff leaves applauding himself, Maestro Al Goodman, the oldest pixie in Local 802, raises his wand and presto, we see Hilo, Jack, and the Dame. Their song, Have I Stayed Away Too Long?
Have I stayed away too long? Have I stayed away too long? If I came home tonight, would you still be my darling? Or have I stayed away too long? I'm just outside of town, I'll soon be at your door. But maybe I'd be wrong to hurry there. I'd best keep out of town and worry you no more. For maybe someone else has made you care. Have all of my dreams gone wrong? My beautiful dreams gone wrong? If I came home tonight, would you still be my darling? Or have I stayed away too long? Are you waiting there for me, just the way you used to be? Or have you found another someone to care for? Have all of my dreams gone wrong? My beautiful dreams gone wrong.
Thank you, Hilo, Jack of the Day. That was excellent. Now I think...
Okay, Al, when I give you the downbeat, have the boys come in plenty solid. Nothing schmaltzy, you dig me? Just put them on and let them ride.
Jimmy, what is this jive talk all of a sudden?
Oh, well, Al's going to play the accompaniment for my new song.
Oh, you haven't, perish forbid, you haven't written another song. There's one of those going around now, Leave Us Face It. This isn't Leave Us Face It reversed, is it?
No, not exactly. It's a little thing I call Life Begins at 40,000.
Oh, I see.
It's for folks who think their cars are about worn out because they've gone 40,000 miles or so. When the fact is that those cars can be kept running well for many, many more thousands of miles with regular Texaco lubrication and maintenance. Don't think your car's through. Take it to your neighborhood Texaco dealer for high-quality products and services like Texaco's famous Marfac lubrication and Texaco's insulated Havoline motor oil. And help it live to an active old age.
You say you work all this out in the verse of the song, Jimmy. How does the chorus go?
Well, let's sing it together, Fred. Are you ready, Al?
Reuben, I've been thinking cars are getting pretty old. Some folks think that theirs are worn out. I know what they should be told.
Jimmy, why not tell them cars have lots of miles to go? Life begins at 40,000 where the sign says Texaco. Life begins at 40,000. You can get more miles, we know. With the care that keeps them running. Regular care by Texaco.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's an impression of an oboe player taking a bow after his number. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wallington and I are available for bachelor dinners, smokers, black market openings, seances, eviction parties.
Mr. Allen.
Yes, Portland.
How do you spell sad sack?
Are you writing to that rookie cousin of yours again?
Yes, he's at Camp 6.
Is he still doing KP duty?
Mm-hmm. My cousin dehydrated a bushel of potatoes.
What happened?
All he had left was a little box of dust with 200 eyes in it.
200 eyes in it. Well, he ought to get his head dehydrated. He has water on the brain. I know a...
Gosh, was that a shot.
Oh, yes, but a shot doesn't mean anything in a radio studio. It's probably in the next studio, the man behind the gun rehearsing in there. Hey, somebody's at the door. Come in.
It's the studio policeman, Pop Shapiro.
Pop Shapiro, eh?
Hey, Mr. Allen.
Well, what's up, Pop?
There's been a murder in Studio H.
A murder?
Yes, there's no clues nor nothing. You've got to help me.
Well, all right, Pop. I'll have a look at the body. Let's go.
Studio H is right here across the hall. Look on the floor.
Gad, it looks as though Inner Sanctum just finished and they forgot to sweep up.
Do you recognize the body?
No, but he must be an announcer, Pop. His mouth is still open. Who else was in the studio with him?
Nobody. He must have been standing at the microphone rehearsing his commercial.
Yes?
I heard the shot and I rushed in. He was all alone.
Look, Pop, this bullet hole in his scalp.
Be jabbers. He was shot down through the top of the head.
Well, this must be the dead man's wallet. We'd better look through the other studios, Pop. The murderer may be hiding on this floor.
Okay, Mr. Allen, let's go.
Now, let me see.
Here, try the studio across the hall here.
Howdy, partner.
Well, who are you?
Well, I'm the Lonesome Stranger. This here's my horse, Swayback.
Well, a horse looks familiar, if you don't mind. You know, Lonesome Stranger, do you know anything about this murder in Studio H?
No, I'm busy saying goodbye to my horse. Swayback is 18 today.
He's 18 and he's going away?
Yep, today they put Swayback into 1A.
Now, wait a minute. How can a horse be put in 1A?
He's a draft horse.
Well, that does it. Shouldn't have awakened the horse for that. Well, there's no luck in there, Pop. I'll have a look in this next studio. Well, pardon me, madam.
Yes?
Are you crying because of this murder in Studio H?
I'm not crying. I'm on a radio program. I'm rehearsing my part.
Well, what is the name of this program you're on?
Life Can Be Beautiful.
Well, it's no use, Pop.
Didn't you see no suspects?
Not in there, just a lady crying. Let's see who's in this studio here.
Quiet, I'm still on the air.
Excuse me.
And now, folks, before I sign off, this is your old friend, Singing Dan the Umbrella Man, just saying that in all kinds of weather, don't forget to carry a parasol, parasol. No snow, no rain, no sun hits you, not a single thing gets through. Parasol, parasol. They're sleek, unique, they reek when she go parasol. Okay, I'm off the air now. What do you want, my autograph?
It's hard to tell when you're off the air. It smells just the same in here. Singing Dan, there's been a murder in Studio H.
Well, I'm no killer. I'm everybody's old friend, Singing Dan the Umbrella Man, a pair of soul.
Any luck in there, Mr. Allen?
No, just Singing Dan was in there, Pop.
Well, there's only one place left, Studio I.
Well, the murder was committed in Studio H. I is next door. The murderer must be in here. Get your gun out, Pop.
It's out, be jabbers. Open the door.
All right. Hands up, everybody.
Yes, be jabbers. We've got you covered.
Here. What is this?
Come clean, brother. Where's the murderer?
What murderer? We're going on the air.
What program is it?
This program is presented by the Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and one-a-day multiple vitamin capsules.
Never mind that commercial, bub. There's been a murder committed in Studio H next door. The murderer escaped.
Well, he isn't here.
Oh, no? Who are these suspicious-looking characters sitting around this table?
These are the quiz kids.
These are the quiz kids, eh? What is your name, son?
I'm Richard Williams. I'm 14 years old, and I go to the Roosevelt High School at East Chicago, Indiana.
And you, Sonny?
I'm Harvey Bennett Fishman. I'm 13 years old, and I'm a freshman at the South Shore High School.
And you, sister?
I'm Ruthie Duskin. I'm 9 years old, and I'm in the sixth grade at the Parkside School in Chicago.
Well, who is this other sinister character?
I'm Joe Kupperman. I'm 7 years old. I go to Volta School.
All right, Alice. Are you satisfied?
Been using the product. Well, how do I know these are the real quiz kids? They could be the overflow from a Sinatra broadcast.
Well, I'll prove it to you. Joel, how much is the quantity A plus 2B times the quantity 3A minus B?
The answer is 3A squared plus 5AB minus 2B squared.
These are the quiz kids, all right. Well, Pop, I guess we're stymied.
Well, perhaps quiz kids can help you, Mr. Allen.
Help me? Why, that's ridiculous. If I, the poor man's Ellery Queen, have failed in this murder, how can a bunch of children solve this crime?
We're good detectives, Mr. Allen.
You are? How do you know you are, Richard?
When we were in California and lived at Jack Benny's house...
Yes?
We found enough food to keep us alive.
Yes, you kids must be bloodhounds. Benny's is the only house in America, Richard, where the mice have pellagra. But enough about the Surrey with no fringe on top. This isn't solving the case.
What is the crime again?
An announcer in the next studio was found dead in front of a microphone. He was shot down through the top of his head. Now, there isn't any gun. I don't know his name. We have just one clue, this wallet.
May I look at that wallet, Mr. Allen?
Yes, Richard, here.
Let's see. Here's an identification card.
Yes?
The announcer's name was Burlington Culpepper.
Burlington Culpepper.
It says he was born in 1907.
1907? That makes him 43 years old.
Mr. Allen.
Yes, Joel?
If the man was born in 1907, he is 37 years old.
Now, wait a minute. You keep out of this, Joel. I was talking to Richard. All right, go ahead, Richard.
Where were we?
Well, I had just said the man was 37 years old.
I said it.
Now, quiet. Quiet, you. Go on, Richard.
He was born on the 17th of January, under the sign of Capricorn. Capricorn people are nervous.
Yes?
Being nervous, this man continually wet his lips. Therefore, in this cold weather, the murdered man must have had chapped lips.
You're right, Richard. The dead announcer did have chapped lips. Is there anything else you can tell us?
Capricorn people should be successful in business this month.
Now we're getting someplace. This announcer probably signed a big radio contract. Then he realized the income tax he'd have to pay, got disgusted, pulled a gun on himself, and shot himself.
But, Mr. Allen...
Yes, Joel?
Didn't you say there was no gun in the studio?
Yes, Joel. Well, after he shot himself, he probably threw the gun out the window.
Is the studio next door like this one?
Yes, just the same.
There isn't any window in the studio.
Well, maybe he swallowed the gun.
How could he swallow?
Oh, go away. Go away, Joel. Go away. I'll come to you later.
I'd like to get the facts.
Well, you get the facts. Possibly where you don't expect them. You're mixing me up, Joel. Now, Harvey has his hand up. Did you want to ask me a question, Harvey?
Yes, Mr. Allen. Richard said the murdered man's name was Burlington Culpepper.
Burlington Culpepper, that's right. Does the name suggest anything to you?
Genealogy tells us that the first Culpeppers came to this country in 1656 in their bare feet and settled in the hills of Arkansas.
You mean the murdered man was a hillbilly?
Yes, sir. The early Culpeppers were great whistlers.
Great whistlers, hey?
During the Revolution, when Paul Revere's horse gave out, it was a Culpepper's whistle that warned the people when the redcoats were coming.
No kidding.
When Robert Fulton invented the steamboat, a Culpepper stood on the deck and whistled till Fulton had time to invent a whistle.
Well, I didn't know that.
A Culpepper was once mentioned to run against George Washington for president.
Good, Harvey. The case is solved. Last week was Washington's birthday. It must have reminded Burlington Culpepper of his ancestors' defeat by Washington. He was so humiliated by the memory that he shot himself.
Mr. Allen.
Yes, Joel?
I told you before there was no gun.
No gun, no gun. That's right. You did tell me, Joel.
And there was no window.
All right. No window in either tent, Joel. But you never find a window in a tent. I mean, if you look at the tent. All right, Joel. There was no gun, no window. He didn't shoot himself. Culpepper was born with a hole in the top of his head. He died from natural causes. Now, are you happy, Joel?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, we know Burlington Culpepper was a hillbilly whistler. Richard, what else is in that wallet?
Two tickets for Othello.
Two tickets for Othello? You know what that means.
He couldn't get tickets for Oklahoma.
No, Richard. It means he couldn't have been a hillbilly. What hillbilly would want to see a Shakespearean play? Am I right, Harvey?
Yes, Mr. Allen. I guess I made a mistake.
No, Harvey's right, Mr. Allen.
Well, Ruthie Duskin, you think a hillbilly would want to see one of Shakespeare's plays?
Yes, sir. You see, most of the mountain people, or hillbillies, came to this country from England.
Yes?
Hillbillies understand the Shakespearean language much better than most other people.
Really, Ruthie?
Yes. All through the hill country, you find Shakespearean names like Cymbeline, Cressida, Ophelia, Romeo.
And Orson?
Orson?
Yes. Orson Welles, it ends well. That's a joke, Ruthie.
Thank you for telling me, Mr. Allen.
Well, it was nothing really, Ruthie. It's a service we have on our show. We stop and let the people catch up. Well, now, let's see. We know who the victim is, but who killed Burlington Culpepper?
I know, Mr. Allen.
Joel Kupperman, you think you can solve this case?
I can crack it wide open.
Not with your front tooth loose the way it is, Joel. Well, here's the problem. The bullet hit the man on the top of the head, Joel. It must have been fired down through the ceiling.
No, the bullet was fired up into the ceiling and deflected down.
Deflected down, hey? How can you prove that?
We take the height of the ceiling 11 feet and drawing the hypotenuse of the right triangle, it equals the sum of the two sides.
So what?
We let X equal the other side and we get the sum of 11X over the hypotenuse. It's obvious.
Obvious, he said.
The bullet was fired straight up and bounced down, hitting the victim on the top of his head.
That's all right, up to now. But who fired the shot, Joel? Nobody was in the studio.
My calculations prove that the shot was fired 10 feet from the murdered man.
10 feet? Why, that would be between the studio next door and this studio in the wall. Now, how could anybody...
There was a broom closet between the studios.
This closet here. Been here 20 minutes and didn't see it before. I'll open this closet door. Ha-ha! Come out, you!
Here, what is this? Don't you see the do not disturb sign on the door?
Gosh, it's Mr. J.D. Badu, head of that big advertising agency... Foot, Corn, Bunyan, and Badu.
Aha! Is this a blueprint sticking out of your Bal McCann pocket, Mr. Badu?
Here, now give me that blueprint.
Joel, you were right. A blueprint of this floor of the studio. He knew just where to fire that shot.
And look, a gun on the floor of the club.
Well, Mr. Badu...
Well, I confess.
You killed Burlington Culpepper.
Yes, Mr. Allen.
Didn't you just sign him to a big radio contract?
Yes, Richard.
Wasn't he a hillbilly?
Yes, Ruthie. Wasn't he also a whistler? Yes, Harvey.
Didn't you shoot up at the ceiling?
Yes, Joel, yes. I knew the ceiling beam would deflect the bullet. I shot and killed him. I had to kill him.
But why?
His lips got chapped. I knew he couldn't whistle. He was a hillbilly and stubborn. He insisted on going on the air tonight.
And you killed him because he couldn't whistle?
With chapped lips, Culpepper would have ruined my program.
What program?
The Rinse a White program. With his chapped lips instead of that glorious and musical... Instead of that, the world would have heard...
The case is closed. Call the reporters. Fred Allen has done it again.
Mr. Allen, are you kidding?
Before we close the Texaco Star Theater, I want to thank the Quiz Kids for helping me solve our mystery tonight. And I hope Joel Kupperman is a big hit in the new Universal picture, Chip Off the Old Block. Next week, our guest will be Ralph Edwards, mastermind of Truth or Consequences. And next Saturday night, I will drop in, use the words lightly, on Ralph and Truth or Consequences. And now, Jimmy Wallington.
Today's average car can be going strong for many more thousands of miles with correct care and regular lubrication. Keep yours fit by seeing your neighborhood Texaco dealer for high-quality products and services such as insulated Havoline motor oil and Marfac 40-point chassis lubrication.
This is Fred Allen speaking for Texaco dealers from coast to coast, inviting you to tune in again next Sunday night and to drive in at any time. Remember, you're welcome. Good night. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Thank you.
The
First Flight of Command has announced the all-clear for the practice air raid drill for southeastern New York. We repeat, the First Flight of Command has announced the all-clear for the practice air raid drill for southeastern New York. 10 p.m. VULOVA, Boulevard Watch Time. WABC New York, 880 on your dial.